Years ago, as a young woman living in Orlando, Kelly Green was beaten and raped by a person who broke into her home. Green didn't know who attacked her, and police didn't have many leads. As a victim, she says waiting for answers is tough, and she says that's why DNA testing is important.
So that they can continue living in their communities without having to look over their shoulder, without having to wonder, is that the person that raped me standing in front of me in line at the grocery store, or sitting behind me at a movie theater, or if I'm going out at night with my friends, is he in this club?
Green says DNA evidence is what eventually helped her find answers. She remembers meeting the detective assigned to her case in the detective's office 3 years after her attack.
And I remember she slid across a photo lineup of six individuals. And I looked at that photo lineup and I could not pick out the person that had raped me. And finally she pointed at the photo and she said, "That's him right there." And I asked her, "How do we know?" DNA. The only reason that I know who raped and beat me on January 18th of 1994 is because of DNA.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says the state has committed $300,000 to study how testing of DNA evidence is handled, but she says that's only the beginning of what's needed.
We have the potential to solve thousands of cases and be proactive, not only here in Florida, but throughout the country. So that's why that is one of our top legislative priorities this year.
Bondi says there are countless reasons some DNA samples remain untested. Priority is one. For example, a murder case might get priority over a less violent crime. Or one sample from a crime scene might come back with a match and conviction, so the remaining samples, which could have come from someone else, might go untested. Bondi says it's important to ensure there's funding to get those tests done and done right. And she says that means offering competitive pay for the state's lab employees.
You know, it's hard to compete now with the private sector. And our analysts are incredible, and they're doing this work because they care about our state. So we've got to work hard to get more qualified analysts, to keep the ones we have, and to ensure that we have enough labs throughout the state of Florida.
It's a goal lawmakers, including House Majority Leader, Tampa Republican Representative Dana Young, support. Young says she wants to help victims get closure.
The victims of rape, and there are so many, have already been dealt such an injustice. And now by getting these tests reviewed and getting the evidence into a national DNA database, we can finally give these women the justice that they deserve.
And Fernandina Beach Republican Representative Janet Adkins says she's working on legislation she hopes will help.
That would establish standards for the local agencies to submit those test kits for testing to FDLE.
Meanwhile, the day after Bondi's announcement, the U.S. Justice Department and Manhattan District Attorney's Office pledged grants to law enforcement agencies across the country, including several in Florida, that will be used to help clear the backlog of untested DNA evidence related to sexual assaults. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.